contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. 7 challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I wasn't going to waste any more time on that one because it won't come in.
Can you handle the pressure? Of 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Here's a quick reminder of how Katie from Cumbria played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, Katie banked £2,500 after playing 4 rounds. With 219 heartbeats remaining, has she got enough time to play on for more money? Or is it time to cash out?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Last time you were on the show, we didn't have time to complete all of your rounds, so let's go again. Here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits 0, it's game over. All right, let's reveal round 5. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear 3 grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round 5, Katie, and you've got 219 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on with £5,000 or cash out?
I'm going to cash out on this one, please.
So you're going to cash out with £2,500. Surely that's enough money to get you to Costa Rica?
Yes, yeah, it will be, yeah. So we'll go for the trek through the jungle and everything, and I'll maybe pay my hockey subs in time this year.
Oh, really? All right, well, good luck. Katie, you made it through 4 rounds. You've got £2,500 mm-hmm. in the bank. Let's play cash out. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take your time, Katie. So, Katie, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer still costs you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Katie, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Mount Etna is in Italy.
True.
George Smiley is a character from the John le Carré novel Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
False.
Author Charles Dickens was born before Queen Victoria.
True.
Ca is the chemical symbol for carbon.
False.
Computer software company Microsoft was founded in Canada.
False.
The 1911 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to Marie Curie.
False.
Bianca Gascoigne is the daughter of retired footballer Paul Scholes.
False.
A bibliophile is a person who loves or collects books.
True.
Happy and Biff are characters from Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
True.
During a 1997 fight...
Can't believe it. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry. You got 3 in a row at one point. A little bit tricky. They're quite tough. You look really disappointed.
I am.
Oh, bless you. You made it to Cash Oaks, but unfortunately you used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thanks for playing. You've been a fab contestant and it's been great meeting you.
Yeah,
all
and
the
you,
best.
And
Take
you.
Care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
You very much. Cheers. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Ben.
Carl, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Nice to be here.
Where are you from?
Newcastle.
Oh, good man. The North East.
The North East.
Love that. What do you do for a living, Carl?
I'm a waiter.
OK, excellent. Do you enjoy that?
It's stressful. It's good. It's good
fun.
I bet it is.
And how do you manage your stress whilst on the job being a waiter?
Inside and just an inner calm, Vernon.
Well, you're going to need that today. So, today, how do you think you're going to fare?
I should do all right, I hope.
Yeah?
Just keep my nerves calm and my heartbeat steady.
What do you think you're good at?
The maths should be comfortable. Dealing with bills all day, so I can do maths in my head. Logic, films, maybe, should be all right. Yeah.
All right, good. So you're confident, then?
To an extent, yeah, why not?
Have you got a certain amount of money that you'd like to leave with?
I'd quite like to be at the 5 grand mark, but obviously 25's, why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Aim high. Let's see if we can win £5,000 minimum.
Minimum.
We're going to be monitoring your heart rate throughout the whole of the show, and at the moment, your heart rate is 95 beats per minute. That's pretty good, that, Carl. Pretty good. Just gone down to 90. If you can keep it below 100 throughout all of the rounds, it'll give you enough heartbeats to complete all 7 rounds and hopefully leave with £25,000. So, one more thing. This is our string quartet. They're going to be playing alongside your heart rate throughout the whole of the show. Don't let them distract you. Now, like I said, they're going to be playing at the beat of your heart. The faster they're playing, the more panic you're getting on the plate. The calmer you are, the slower they will play. So they're a good indicator of how nervous you are or how fast your heart rate is going. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches 0, it's game over. Right, let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Good luck. Come on, Carl. All right, Carl, everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast, and this is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is 1 of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
The first round is worth £250. Let's do this. Let's play contrast. All right, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Jessica Ennis Hill, Mo Farah, play. Was born in Sheffield.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Has twin daughters.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Failed to compete in the 2008 Beijing Olympics due to a foot injury.
Mo Farah.
Was the first person to win the jackpot on the game show The Cube when they played for charity.
Mo Farah.
Released an autobiography called Unbelievable.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Has been coached by Tony Minichiello since the age of 13.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Won a bronze medal at the 2006 Commonwealth Games.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Got married in 2013.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Was nominated for the 2013 BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Turned 28 years old in 2014.
Jessica Ennis Hill.
Well done, Carl, come on. You got 3 wrong, used 201 heartbeats. I thought you were kind of stuck then. I thought you froze, just kept saying Jessica Ennis Hill. Jessica Ennis Hill. Jessica Ennis Hill. But well done, you got through the first round. How did it feel?
It was all right.
Bit nerve-wracking. Well, you've done it now. Well done. So, after the first round, Carl has banked £250. He's got 799 heartbeats remaining. How far will he go? Will he crash under the pressure? We'll find out after the break.
Who composed the music for the Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, sung by Celine Dion? James Horner or Danny Elfman? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who composed the music for the Titanic theme song My Heart Will Go On, sung by Celine Dion? The answer is James Horner. Before the break, we welcomed Carl from Newcastle to the show. He banked £250, but three wrong answers cost him vital heartbeats. Can he recover and go on to win big?
All right, Carl, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. This is what it looks like.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, you've got 799 heartbeats remaining. Your heart rate at the moment is 88 beats per minute. That's fantastic. Let's keep it like that during gameplay. Are you going to play on with £500 or are you going to cash out with 250?
Play on.
Good man, Carl. All right, let's play the next round. It's reorder. Carl, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Wonder Woman, Batman, Spider-Man, Storm, Superman, Wolverine, comic book heroes, date of first appearance in print, earliest to latest, play.
Step off.
Carl, superheroes. Not a comic fan?
No, comic fan.
Do you like geeking out on stuff, though?
I do. I love Marvel films. I love the DC comics, but I just wouldn't know it in appearance of date.
You did the right thing by stepping off the plate. Instead of getting wrong answers and accumulating large amounts of heartbeats to take away from your total, just take a hit at 50.
Yeah.
And then we'll carry on. Let's reveal the answers. First one, I think, is Superman. Boom! Next, Batman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Wolverine. Finally, it was Storm. Do you regret your decision to step off?
No. Not in the slightest.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's take 50 off 771. 721 is what you've got left. I know you still need to reorder six answers in the next question. All right, good luck, Carl. Let's do this one more time. Let's play reorder. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Men in Black, After Earth, I, Robot, I Am Legend, Bad Boys, Ali. Will Smith Films, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
Men in Black. Bad Boys. Men in Black. I Robot. Ali. I Robot. I Am Legend. After Earth.
Yes, well done, Carl. Come on over. Movies. You said you like movies. You got movies, Will Smith movies.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's all right, yeah.
That was good. You got two wrong.
Yeah.
You used 183 heartbeats. Still good, still feeling a little bit confident?
Yeah, why not?
All right, good man, okay. So after round two, Carl has banked £500 and has 616 heartbeats remaining. All right, Carl, let's move on. Let's take a look at round three. It's Unscramble, here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Carl, it's round three. You've got 616 heartbeats remaining. This is all about anagrams. How are you with those kind of things?
Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But we'll see.
Don't make me nervous, Carl. Don't make me nervous, because your girlfriend's watching and we want to take home some money.
We do want to take home some money.
All right. Luckily for you, you've got a steady heart rate. You know, even as we're speaking, it's gone down to 95 beats per minute, which is cool. So you're nice and relaxed during the chat, but when you step on the plate, I think that's when you feel a little bit of pressure. So, Carl, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
Play on.
All right, good man. That's the right answer. Let's play Unscramble. All right, Carl, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Transport. Play.
Can I have a clue?
Things associated with trains.
Two, driver. One, carriage. Five, ticket. Three, station. Step off.
Oh! Just couldn't see it.
Can't see it.
Just couldn't see it. Well, there's no point wasting heartbeats. You know, you did try. You spent a lot of heartbeats looking at number four. No idea whatsoever. I bet just, you see it now.
I couldn't see it. I can't
no?
see it.
No? Nah. Platform. Platform. Carriage, driver, station, platform, ticket. That was the only one you needed. All right, so you stepped off the plate. It cost you 50 heartbeats. Let's take 50 from 401. Leaving you 3-5-1. That's how much you've got left to play the final round of Unscramble, because you still need to find one more answer.
Yeah.
All right, that's all you need in the next question, just one answer. Your heart rate is steady, it's quite low, 106 at the moment. All right, let's do this. Come on, Carl. Let's play Unscramble. If you're ready, Carl, please step onto the plates.
Geography. Play.
Five, Louisiana.
Yeah! Well done. American states. American states. Let's just go through the answers while we can. Number one, California. Number two, Texas. Number three, Washington. Number four, Florida. Well done. 336 heartbeats left. You peaked at 125. And you use 280 in total. All right, let's take a look at round four. It's Link. This is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
Link is worth £2,500. It's an awful lot of money. What are you thinking?
I'm not sure.
If you do it quickly, it's fine, because it'll leave you enough heartbeats to cash out. But if you get a couple of wrong answers and you start pondering about the four answers up there, you're going to struggle to cash out.
Yeah.
All right, big question now, Carl. Are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I'm going to play on.
Good man. I like your attitude. Fantastic. All right, let's play Link. Good luck, my friend. Take your time, Carl. Just take your time. All right, Carl, you need to find the four correct links. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey. Link these celebrities to their fan group nicknames. Play.
Lady Gaga, Little Monsters. Nicki Minaj, Barbs. Miley Cyrus, Hooligans. Justin Bieber's Hooligans. Bruno Mars Hooligans. Mariah Carey Lambs.
Yes! Well done! Oh. All right, proven that you made the right decision. You used 160 heartbeats, you got two wrong. Those wrong answers cost you 50 heartbeats. You would have done it in 110 if you hadn't got it wrong. But it's tough. Justin Bieber, Beliebers.
Beliebers, I know. I knew that. Well...
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
But never mind. It's in the past. All right, so after round four, Carl has banked £2,500 and has 176 heartbeats remaining. Surely he's going to cash out. Find out what he does after the break.
What is the name of England goalkeeper Joe Hart's hometown club where he started his professional career? Shrewsbury Town or Scunthorpe United? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what is the name of England goalkeeper Joe Hart's hometown club where he started his professional career? The answer is Shrewsbury Town. Before the break, Carl from Newcastle banked £2,500 playing Link. With 176 heartbeats remaining, is it time to cash out or will he carry on?
All right, Carl, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers and then be given an instruction. You must work out the answer and clear three grids. A total of 15 answers. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
Round five, Carl, is mathematics. You've got 176 heartbeats remaining. Is it enough to complete Pinpoint?
Probably not, no.
No. I think we made this decision, the cash-out decision, a long time ago.
We did.
Well, well done. You've banked £2,500.
Yeah.
Awful lot of money. Wish you all the very best of luck. Let's play Cash Out. All right, Carl, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? We don't want that to happen. Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
During cash out, you can't step off the plate, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. So as before, Carl, just try and calm yourself down. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. CCTV usually stands for closed camera television.
True.
The film 2001: A Space Odyssey was directed by Stanley Kubrick.
True.
James Keir Hardie was the first leader of the Conservative Party.
False.
Katniss Everdeen is a character in the Hunger Games novels.
True.
Former US President Jimmy Carter has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
True.
Miranda is a moon of Uranus.
True.
Yes! Well done, my friend. Well done indeed. Excellent stuff. How do you feel?
Yeah.
148 beats per minute, your heart rate. So slightly panicked or very excited. Well done.
Excited.
Well done. You did it. Yeah. You did it. Was the last one a guess?
It was a guess, yeah.
It was a good guess. A really, really good guess. Excellent stuff. You had 62 heartbeats remaining. Well done, Carl. You did it. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Thank you for playing. 1,000 heartbeats. Well done.
Cheers.
Excellent. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Martin from Worcestershire.
Nice to meet you.
Hiya, Martin. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Good.
I think so.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher at a high school.
OK, a lot of pressure right there.
Instantly. Yeah. It will be seen.
Yes.
So, let's see how it goes.
Is there a lot of pressure Monday to Friday, or is it just pressure when it comes to exams?
It's full-time pressure. Every day is a challenge. Every day is different, and that's why I love it.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, there's £25,000 at stake today. That's a lot of money. Have you got any idea what you would spend it on should you walk away without a jackpot?
Any money we win would go towards a holiday. Now, that could be on a sliding scale. I think I've promised the children for around 10 years that we might be able to go to Lapland, and I think I'm running out of excuses, so I think it might pay for that.
Now, you love a pub quiz. In fact, you write the questions yourself.
I have done. I've written quizzes for my son's school. Probably not very good ones, but I've written the quizzes for my son's school over the years and been to a few pub quizzes in my time, so hopefully it'll stand me in good stead.
Well, let's move on. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. Let's take a look. 96, that's good, Martin. If you can stay calm under pressure, it means your heartbeats are going to go down slowly. We don't want your heart rate racing because that means you're going to lose more time. All that's left is for me to give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Martin, everyone starts the game with the same round. That is contrast. Let's have a look.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Let's play contrast. Martin, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, in your own time, please step onto the plate.
...20th century, 21st century, play. British TV station Channel 5 was launched in the...
20th century.
The London skyscraper, commonly known as the Gherkin, opened to the public in the...
21st century.
The first successful cloning of a mammal took place in the...
21st century.
Queen Elizabeth II celebrated her Golden Jubilee in the...
21st century.
The sci-fi action film The Matrix was released in the...
20th century.
The last commercial Concorde flight took place in the...
20th century.
Cardiff's Millennium Stadium opened in the...
20th century.
Pop star Michael Jackson died in the...
21st century.
Footballer David Beckham became a father for the first time in the...
20th century.
Yes, on the heartbeat! Well done, Martin.
Thank you.
Well done. You used 166 heartbeats. You got 2 wrong, which cost you 50 heartbeats. It's those wrong answers that are going to waste you a lot of time. All right, but well done. So after round one, Martin has managed to bank £250. He's got a massive 834 heartbeats remaining. Let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Martin, it's round two. You've got 834 heartbeats remaining. Bit disappointed you got 2 wrong.
Very disappointed in one particularly.
All right. Have you got a game plan?
Yeah, I've thought it through and I know where I want to be when I'm taking on the cash-out round. And obviously, I know where I need to be the round before that in order to make my own targets. So it will be dependent on the rounds that come up. There are certain rounds I would be looking forward to.
Yeah.
There are certain rounds I think that will take me a little bit longer and would be perhaps a little bit more worrying for me.
All right, I love it when we've got a methodical player. So the big question now is, Martin, are you going to play on for £500 or are you going to cash out with £250?
I think I can certainly have a go at this round.
All right, good stuff. Let's play Unravel. Martin, you need to unravel 6 words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Planet. Balcony. Password. Ritual. Telephone. Recycled.
Oh. Wow. Tell you what, Marty.
Thank you.
Knocked it out the park there, my friend.
It was better. It was better.
That was phenomenal.
Thank
you. It wasn't just better, it was phenomenal. You only used 52 heartbeats.
Okay.
Now, listen to me, my friend. From my experience of 1,000 heartbeats, if you can carry on playing all the rounds with no wrong answers and only a minute amount of heartbeats, you stand yourself in good stead to win some serious money. That was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Well done. Really well done. So, after round two, Martin has banked £500. He's got 782 heartbeats remaining. He's playing a great game so far. All right, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Martin, it's round three. You've got 782 heartbeats remaining. So, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I have to say, I'm not looking forward to the round. It's not one of my favourites, but I think I've probably got enough heartbeats in the bank to certainly take on this round.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Take your time, and when you're ready, let's play Assemble. Martin, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Russell Brand. Play.
Number 10. Number 6. Number 12. Number 7. Number 11.
Yes! Stop the heartbeats! Well done, Martin.
Thank you.
Well done. It only took you 119. And once again, no wrong answers. So in total, so far, after three rounds, you've got two wrong answers. That's great.
It's too many.
In your eyes, it is. In your eyes, it's too many. I know you're ultra competitive, but don't let it beat you up. Because two wrong answers after three rounds is great. It's really, really good going. You've managed to bank £1,000. He's got 663 heartbeats remaining. That's way above halfway. How far will his heartbeats take him? We'll find out after the break.
Which singer released the single Unbreak My Heart in 1996? Janet Jackson or Toni Braxton? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which singer released the single Unbreak My Heart in 1996? The answer is Toni Braxton. Before the break, we welcomed Martin from Worcestershire to the show. He sailed through his first three rounds with 663 heartbeats remaining. Could he become the first contestant to win the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, let's see round four. It's Link, and this is what it looks like.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. You must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Martin. You've got 663 heartbeats remaining. Doing really well so far.
Thank you.
Are you going to play on for £2,500 or cash out with £1,000?
I still think I've got a little bit to play with, so I'm going to play on.
All right, good man. Let's play Link. Come on, Martin. Martin, you need to find four correct links. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Lira, yuan, baht, krona, peso, won. Link these currencies to the countries in which they're officially used. Play.
Peso, Mexico. Krona, Sweden. Lira, Slovakia. Yuan, China. Baht, Turkey. Baht, Sri Lanka. Step off.
All right, Martin, you stepped off the plate. Struggling there?
Struggling. Obviously not well-travelled. I should have stepped off without taking silly risks and hoping I was going to guess correctly. Yeah. Looking at them now, I think I know the one that it is, but I should have answered quicker.
You got three wrong, so that cost you 75 heartbeats, and stepping off is going to cost you 50 as well, so let's take that away. 430 is what you've got left. Now, when you step back onto the plate, you've only got to find one answer.
Yeah.
All right? You've only got to find one answer. But let's resolve this question. Which one do you think it is?
Lira, Turkey.
Is it right, Lira, Turkey? Yes, it is. Baht is
Thailand.
Thailand, and the won is North and South Korea. Oh, well, don't worry.
Yep.
Don't worry. We're going to continue playing. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Heart rate is at 90. That's good. All right, good luck, Martin. Let's continue playing. Link. If you're ready, once again, please step onto the plate, Martin.
The Borrowers, the Snowman, the Polar Express, the Lorax, the Very Hungry Caterpillar, the BFG. Link these children's books to their authors. Play.
The Snowman, Raymond Briggs.
Yes, well done. Well done. Well done, Martin.
Thank you.
Still disappointed about the wrong answers and stepping off the plate.
Yeah,
I can't tell. I can't tell. Your body language gives it all away, Martin. However, one good thing to point out is your heart rate through that final round was really low. So well done. So you've got 408 heartbeats left. You've banked £2,500. You've used 255 during that round with the wrong answers and stepping off as well. All right, let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, round five, and you've got 408 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on? This is a big question. Are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to play on, Vernon.
Good man. Good man. I like this attitude. Let's play Keep Up. Come on, Martin. Martin, you need to complete three mathematical sequences. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
One, play, add seven.
Eight.
Multiply by two.
16.
Divide by four.
Four.
Add 109.
113.
Subtract 55.
58.
Subtract 51.
7.
Subtract 6.
1.
That's your first sequence.
2. Multiply by 98.
196.
Add 24.
220.
Subtract 100.
120.
Divide by 4.
30.
Add 62.
92.
Add 60.
152.
Subtract 140.
6.
Divide by 3.
2.
That's your second sequence.
3.
Last one.
Add 25.
28.
Divide by 4.
7.
Multiply by 70.
490.
Add 32.
522.
Subtract 410.
112.
Add 55.
167.
Subtract 25.
142.
Add 522.
664.
Subtract 660.
Three. Yes!
Well done, Martin.
Thank
well
you.
Done. You used 174.
Yep.
That's good. You got no wrong answers.
No wrong answers.
You got no wrong answers. That's really, really good. I can tell you that's one of the least amounts of heartbeats being used for that round so far in the series. How are you feeling?
A little bit annoyed with myself, if I'm being honest.
Why?
That my heart rate got the better of me on something I knew I was going to do quite well on.
Yeah, but you did really, really well. You didn't get any wrong answers, and it's imperative during the 1,000 Heartbeats that you don't get any wrong answers because they all add up. And so far, you've only got 5 wrong.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Really good, Martin.
25 Heartbeats.
You've got 234 remaining. You've got a big decision to make because you did that at quite a pace, and you've played a lot of games at quite a pace. All right? So, after round 5, Martin has banked £5,000. He's got a substantial amount of heartbeats remaining, 234. Right, let's take a look at round 6. It's Decipher. Here's how it works.
This is Decipher. You will see 5 statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering 2 questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
All right, so this is the big question now.
Yep.
Because in Decipher, you only need to get 2 answers correct for £10,000. But then you need to cash out. Yeah. As it stands, you've got £5,000 and you've got 234 heartbeats to enable you to cash out. So what's it going to be? Are you going to play on for £10,000 or cash out for £5,000?
I look at how I did in contrast at the start, and that took me, you know, a lot of heartbeats, and I got 2 wrong in that, so I still wouldn't have passed if it was a similar type of situation. So I don't think I've got any choice but to try and play the cash out round.
All right, Martin, you made it through 5 rounds. You've got £5,000 in the bank. Let's play cash out. So, Martin, it's come down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, and as always, every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Martin, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The famous Niagara Falls are on the Niagara River.
False.
The United States bought the state of Alaska from Russia.
True.
Footballer Michael Owen is younger than footballer David Beckham.
True.
The Chronicles of Narnia series was written by C.S. Lewis.
True.
In Space, No One Can Hear You Scream was the tagline for the 2013 film Gravity.
False.
The shrub rosemary is a member of the mint family.
True.
Yeah! Well done, Martin. Well done, you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Excellent stuff. How are you feeling?
Really, really amazed, if I'm being honest. I can't pretend that I knew all those answers. Wouldn't like to.
It doesn't matter because you got 1 wrong answer and it was right at the beginning of your journey towards 5. So well done.
Thank you.
Fantastic
Thank
gameplay.
You very much.
And you got 139 heartbeats remaining.
Yeah,
so
know.
Let me ask you this question now. In hindsight, going back, knowing that you would have 139 heartbeats to play for £10,000. Would you make that decision to go for 10 grand?
No.
So you made the right decision?
I made the right decision.
So you're leaving happy?
I'm leaving happy.
Good run, good run. All right. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round five where you cashed out and you've won £5,000. Thank you for playing, Martin. You've been a fab contestant.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Well, that's it for this series of 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon.